Good morning. This is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's start with some of the more interesting news I read today, where the coronavirus is expected to peak in the United States in 2 weeks, April 15th. But many states will see their individual peaks well after that, according to new data from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. Definitely check it out. Where I am in Charlotte, North Carolina, the peak is scheduled to be April 23rd. Others, like New Jersey, April 8th, New York, April 10th, and some like Florida, May 3rd, and Texas as late as May 5th. But some interesting data about the peak time of the virus. Let's shift to the NFL, where the coronavirus topic will be significantly part of the conversation today, where NFL owners, instead of their annual meeting, will host a conference call. Owners will hear an update from NFL Chief Medical Officer Dr. Alan Sills and Dr. Deb Anderson. The biggest voting matter will be expanding the playoffs. That is expected to pass. The league will also vote on the new TV setup for the expanded wild card. Games are expected to go to CBS and NBC, according to a report in SI. The league will also review other procedures for the 14-team playoff, and we'll look at a resolution to extend its streaming agreement with Amazon through the 2022 season. So a busy day on the NFL ownership front. Let's move from news from Andrew Marchand from the New York Post that broke last night. Kind of not surprising, but I know I'm excited. ABC and ESPN's highly anticipated documentary, The Last Dance, which is centered around Michael Jordan's 1998 run with the Bulls, will be moved up to April. Sources said it will debut on April 19th. It was originally scheduled to be slated to come out in June. An announcement is expected this morning. The story behind The Last Dance is just a phenomenal story. You have so many different people involved. You have MJ's camp, you had ESPN, you had just so many other factors, and I just can't wait to see this series. The buzz around it has been incredible. Let's move on to some more unfortunate news. Sports Illustrated is laying off 6% of its editorial department. Meanwhile, ESPN execs will take significant pay cuts. A pay cut of 30% is expected for executive vice presidents, 25% for senior vice presidents, and 20% for vice presidents. We are seeing more and more pay cuts across sports, not just in media, but also in the team business as well. Shifting to college news, American Athletic Conference Commissioner Mike Oresko indicated that the conference's move from Providence, Rhode Island to suburban Dallas may hit a snag due to travel restrictions and uncertainty around the coronavirus. The move was planned for this summer, but right now they may have to extend their current lease in Providence. Interesting news out of the Premier League. A report out of Europe has that the Premier League is working on a plan to restart its season with no fans, so behind closed doors, on the first weekend of May, and hopes to be able to finish it by July 12th. They are doing that because they would face rebates to their television partners if they don't play. That's a very, very aggressive timeline. News last night from our coronavirus newsletter is that USA Rugby will seek Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, citing compounded and insurmountable financial constraints. Of course, coronavirus has not helped USA Rugby, but USA Rugby has been struggling for years. Remember, it tried to spin off its commercial rights for a for-profit company, Rugby International Marketing. Right now, the association World Rugby has agreed to bail out USA Rugby. So a lot of changes and a lot of uncertainty in the rugby market. We know that that's been a little bit of a bifurcated group here in the United States, and this only adds to it. A couple of things on the simulation games that are continuing to show some innovation. We've seen what NASCAR has done. We've seen what IndyCar has done on simulations. Now let's shift to the NBA, where the league is planning a players-only NBA 2K tournament that will feature the league's best video gamers, and that will be programming that will air on ESPN. Meanwhile, on the NHL side, the Kings have really become a leader in the video game simulations, as every time a Kings game has been on the schedule, the team has instead had a virtual rendition of the game. Now they're bringing on their broadcast crew to get involved, and the streams have all these pre-recorded packages to get more, and these simulations have all these pre-recorded media and other entertainment elements part of it, and it's really feeling like a real event. The Kings simulated game against the Blackhawks on Sunday drew more than 4,000 views on Twitter, and some of the highlight packages have exceeded 10,000, that according to the Los Angeles Times. So the Kings really taking advantage of the situation here to try to innovate. And let's end with tennis. We haven't touched on it much, But a report by our Brett McCormick reports that the WTA, which is suspended until June 8th, is looking to extend its season beyond the traditional 44 weeks in an effort to help tournament and players. WTA CEO Steve Simon told us that the tour is exploring several different calendar models in hopes of really rescheduling interested events. There's the Charleston event, which got postponed or canceled, and a number of others. Could they build those into the back half of the calendar? That's something the WTA is trying to do, not just to help players, not just to help fans, but also inventory for their sponsors. And finally, I said it again yesterday, I'll say it again today, the drumbeat from many corners of the sports industry, specifically from media, wondering whether the NBA and NHL should even return in this time of crisis, is growing louder. So keep your eye on that narrative as it continues. And remember, I said it on one of our other earlier buzzcasts, but during this time, take a moment of your day to reach out to 3 to 5 people who you haven't checked in on in a while, or you haven't introduced yourself in a while, and just check in, say hi, and see what we can do for each other. I know I've been trying to do that, and I've also gotten a lot of nice notes from people who have reached out to me. So keep those coming, because they make my day. So that is your Morning Buzzcast. It is Tuesday. It's March 31st. I'm Abe Madcore. Let's have a good day.